Trade HQ, Lauren, because we need to get into that. Interesting to see Gold Coast Suns chairman, the outspoken, your mate, Smarty, Tony Cochran, suggesting that they might match the offer.
Has this ever happened yet in this free agent? It hasn't happened, has it?
It happened with Dangerfield.
Oh, did happen with Dangerfield.
It was quite a convivial trade, the Dangerfield one with Adelaide.
If you're Coco...
This won't be convivial. I don't think Tony does convivial. No.
If you're Coco, do you just, after a while, put your hands up and say, you know what, let's make a stand?
Nick Stevens style.
That's right.
They said they talked the big game with Jagger O'Meara, didn't they, a few years ago when he was going to Hawthorn. But, yeah, interesting reading Tony's comments the other day. I've just got them in front of me now, saying that the Suns are still in the dark and can't devise a solid game plan until any formal offer is made. They're keeping their options open, though. So he sort of – it was an interesting phrase he used. He said if the offer's $2 million, he obviously won't be staying at the club, talking about Tom Lynch. But if it's $45,000 a year and three hot cross buns every Easter, we definitely match that.
But
let me tell you, Tom Lynch is not getting offered $45,000 a year and three hot cross buns.
Their offer, Richmond's, is less than Gold Coast. Wow. We know that. He wants $900 at Richmond, and maybe, you know, they've offered him up to 1.5 up there. So what offer are they matching? It's potentially could become a farce, this. If they do match it, just to prove the point, as you say, any... goes into the draft. They miss out on pick 3 or 4.
Look, we know Tom Lynch is leaving, so that's let's be honest, it's gonna happen. Stephen May one intrigues me.
Yes,
if you lose your two co-captains in 1 year at that situation, that club, geez, that's a
well. I've said all along, I think that they want him to move.
You think they want to start afresh? Yeah, it's a long way to start afresh.
They've been open to both of them leaving.
Wow,
and starting again.
With this, my goodness. You know, can they afford to do that in that market? Starting again.
They need to do something.
I think they have to. Yeah, right. They have to do something. But, it's a scary prospect, isn't it? But Stephen May to Collingwood has been the tip, hasn't it?
Yep. I think that's on the go. What about Hanbury? You saw him. Did you see his last game for the Swans, do you think?
Well, no. It became an interesting talking point up in Sydney on Saturday night. He was pretty good, Dan Hanbury, I thought. He presented in front of goal. He got plenty of the ball, pushed forward. Unfortunately, obviously, we saw what happened with Sydney. It was pretty tough to pick, you know, more than 3 or 4 of their best players. But, he was certainly a shining light for them. John Longmire was asked about Dan Hanbury's future in the post-game. And John Longmire was really good. He was really expansive about what went wrong for Sydney, but wouldn't be drawn on Dan Hanbury. He said he hadn't even considered it, wouldn't probably consider it until, you know, things have played out in the wake of the game. Did make the point that he is still contracted at Sydney and wanted to really ram that home. And also spoke about Jake Lloyd, about how keen they are to keep him. So he's
got a big offer from Gold Coast.
He does, apparently, which could be part of that, as you boys are saying.
Malcheski-style.
The refreshing of the Gold Coast is sort of someone like Jake Lloyd.
They could go for.
They'd be
mad to keep Hanbury. If they can clear the books there with what they need to do with regenerate, if St Kilda are stupid enough offer him 4 years at $750,000 with where they're at, Sydney should drive him to the airport.
Cover the
cost. No offence to Dan Hanbury, he's one of the great players that are, you know, inside mids, but where he's at with his footy,
such a shame for him. He's never really been the same since the 2016
final with that knee. And that wasn't a free kick. Can you believe that?
And it was. It could have been his career, and it wasn't even a free.
Other than the 18-meter goal square, and it was in their grand final. Tim Kelly's the other one. I reckon Geelong should look to trade him home,
given this year, because
again they need to change. If they're of the view, which clearly they're not, to regenerate and get some kids in.
Well, if they're not in the premiership window, then...
Well, what would you get for Tim Kelly? I would have thought you'd definitely get a first-round pick.
You'd think so. You'd think it'd be a first-rounder.
Maybe even a top-10 pick.
That would be absolutely huge. He has been an absolute star for them.
I know, but if he's... What is he, 23, 24, and he wants to go home, maybe at least look at it and be adventurous.
It is one of those ones, isn't it? We've talked about it previously, you know, Dangerfield wanting to come home. I actually interviewed Tim Kelly last week for the Herald Sun, and we spoke about this. He's got, you know, Caitlin, his young partner, has got, you know, they've got a 3-year-old, they've got 8-month-old twins. She's, you know, doing it pretty tough on the home front. There's a lot of challenges facing them off the field, you know, let alone on it for Tim Kelly trying to maintain this form.
So... be interested in going home?
I don't think they're going to rush anything. I think he really loves Geelong. It's just been a hell of a lot to go through in such a short period of time. You know, he was drafted. He moved straight to Victoria. Yep. He went back for the birth of the twins. He was back in Victoria when they were 8 days old. You know, and Caitlin was on a plane a month later bringing the boys over to Victoria. So I just think it's a lot for a young family to have gone through. They're going to need to spend a little bit of time, I think, over the next couple of months sort of weighing up what they want to do.